Hey, Conewago landowners. My name is Lauren Tannehill, and I'm a student at Penn State working as an intern for Matt Royer and the Conewago Creek Initiative. I've always had a passion for water quality issues and sustainable agriculture, and I'm proud to say I've been involved with the initiative since the fall of 2010. I would like to welcome you to the very first monthly news podcast of the Conewago Creek Initiative. This is the locally led effort in the Conewago watershed seeking to improve your water quality and ensure that your farms and communities are healthy. There are a lot of organizations participating in the initiative to make this happen, but the most important participants are all of you, the watershed residents. It was the local residents who worked together to produce a vision for what the Conewago should look like in the future. This vision includes clean streams, productive farms, and well-planned communities. By working toward these three major goals, the community will achieve the vision of a restored Conewago as a centerpiece of pride and a treasured asset in a rural landscape. Don't forget to check out the vision video on the initiative's website at www.conewagoinitiative.net. A lot has already happened in the watershed, one of the most important things being the creation of the watershed vision. But there is also a lot to look forward to. If you've wanted to join in but haven't had the chance yet, don't worry. There's a bunch of upcoming events for you to start getting involved. The free workshop series, Healthy Cows, Clean Streams, and Fewer Worries About Regulations, has two remaining workshops, with one on Thursday, March 3rd from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at Yoder's Restaurant, 14 South Tower Road in New Holland, and the last on Thursday, March 10th, at the Paradise Park Community Building, 6 London Vale Road in Paradise. Topics include solutions for pasture bare spot problems, buffer bonus programs for plain-sect farms, streamside trees for healthier streams, and an update on the Chesapeake Bay cleanup plan. Lunch will be included. Call Lamont Garber to reserve your seat and your meal at 717-576-3287. The first annual Woodland Owners Conference will be held on Saturday, March 12th from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Dauphin County Agricultural Building on Peters Mountain Road in Dauphin. Registration is required and is $15 per person. After Friday, March 4th, late registration will begin, and the registration fee will be $20 per person. Visit the initiative website at www.conewagoinitiative.net for more details and the registration form. On Saturday, March 26th, the Dauphin County Master Gardeners will present Creating and Planting a Rain Garden and Rain Barrels from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Dauphin County Agriculture and Natural Resource Center, 1451 Peters Mountain Road in Dauphin. Come learn how to reduce the impact of stormwater runoff leaving your property by planting a rain garden and using rain barrels. You can pre-register for $6 or register at the door for $10. For more information, call the Dauphin County Cooperative Extension office at 717-921-8803 or visit their website at dauphin.extension.psu.edu. We hope that you will attend some of these upcoming events, and please let us know of any new events or activities happening in the watershed. Email me at laurentannehill@gmail.com. laurentannehill@gmail.com, and I'll be sure to add the event to the calendar on the initiative website. That's it for this month's podcast. This is Lauren Tannehill for the Conewago Creek Initiative. Thanks for listening. They're coming down now.